It's Mike and Lisa with you on this Friday morning as we head into hopefully a nice weekend. And if you're a mother, you're probably already thinking ahead about what we're going to do with the kids this weekend. Motherhood is difficult at the best of times, but totally changing. And I guess the issues that mothers have to deal with are changing as well. Let's talk to Dr. Carol Franklin now. She's a local psychologist, and she's got a book out. She's the author of Journey to the Rise, A Candid Look at Motherhood. So we thought we'd have her on to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So tell us the inspiration behind doing a book like this, the journey to the rise. Why did you decide to put this together?
Well, to be honest, this was my effort at self-soothing.
Oh, for yourself?
No.
Oh, man, I got to calm down here.
Actually, what happened is that I had my children later in life. And I noticed that there seemed to be a lack of information about the adjustment to becoming a mother. There was a lot of information about things like breastfeeding and, you know, behavior control, etc. But in terms of what the mother was experiencing psychologically and what was necessary in order for her to achieve her best parenting, I couldn't find any information about that. So I started to jot notes down and just throw them in a box. And eventually the box was full.
Good for you for actually going back to the box and doing this. The box would have just sat there in my house.
Would have sat there for a while, let me tell you. And then, you know, the more I would speak to women about this, the more honest they would be. They would say, yes, it was very difficult. Why don't we admit this? It doesn't mean that you're not going to be a good mother or that you don't love your children. It's just that it's a very, very difficult job if you want to do it properly. And we do a lot of work to prepare for a lot of other things. Why not this? So that was what basically motivated me. I thought I couldn't be the only one who was thinking this.
Right.
Right? So let me write something down, and hopefully it would inform maybe even somebody's choice in terms of becoming a mother. People seem to do it almost automatically. It's the thing that you do, but why are you doing it? What's your goal?
Yeah, you often hear mothers say, why didn't anybody tell me ...
Yes.
You know, why am I finding this out now? Had I known?
Am I the first mom on earth? Like,
right.
What is happening?
Am I the only one? Can you give us an example, Dr. Franklin, about, you know, one thing in particular that you felt had to be in this book that you couldn't find elsewhere that perhaps moms didn't talk about?
I think the slow burn, the resentment that I think a lot of people feel, and the conflict that comes from that resentment because of the love that you have for this child. 9 times out of 10, the experience of motherhood is a person's first real experience in unconditional love. It doesn't matter what this child does or doesn't do, you know you will love this child. On the other hand, you feel resentment about things like loss of freedom, right? Or the things that come along with it. Also the fact that as wonderful as a partner might be, it seems as though the responsibilities fall on the shoulders of the mother. It doesn't matter if you're working full-time or if you're at home. It doesn't matter, right? And that type of resentment gets into a what I call a slow burn.
Mm. Yeah.
The slow
yeah.
burn. Yeah. That sounds painful.
And people don't want to admit it. Oh, you know, it's wonderful. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm thinking, really?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Absolutely, it is wonderful. But if you want to do it properly, it's a lot of work.
Absolutely. Dr. Carol Franklin, Windsor psychologist, joining us. Her book, Journey to the Rise, A Candid Look at Motherhood. And, you know, you talked about the overwhelming feelings and the slow burn and all that stuff. What should they do with that to maybe, like, take a time out? Let's all relax. Maybe they could find some extra help to deal with that.
Absolutely. I think the first thing is to do a little personal work. People don't want to hear that because they're thinking more work. But there is a discipline that's required in achieving any goal, right? So we need to first of all be aware of the fact that this is okay, and this is partly why I'd like this book to get out there, to be validated. It's okay to feel like this. That's step one. As soon as you feel validated, you can feel some of that slow burn sort of dissipating, because you think, oh, it's not just me, right? And definitely taking, even if it's 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 10 minutes for yourself is extremely important, because you need to develop to recuperate some of those emotional resources that are just flying out the window 24/7.
Well, it's a great book, Journey to the Rise, A Candid Look at Motherhood. And where do we find it?
Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, yeah.
Okay, easy enough.
Easy.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Go get it today. I had one more question for Dr. Franklin. We were talking the other day about a mom who feels like she should have final say in the baby's name.
Oh, yeah.
Because she is doing all the 9 months of carrying the baby, the breastfeeding and all this
stuff. The birth.
The birth and all that stuff. Should the mom have final say in picking the name, or should it, you know, be some kind of compromise?
I think it should be a compromise. Let's not start, you know.
Yes.
Okay. Let's
doing
not start a war right
yes.
off at the first birth of your child.
Absolutely. That just adds to the resentment from the other side, right?
Yeah. Yep, you exactly. Talk about a burn. You'll get more than a slow burn then.
Dr. Franklin, great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Good luck with the book. Dr. Carol Franklin, local psychologist and author of Journey to the Rise, A Candid Look at Motherhood. Pick it up today.
Yeah, I'm
great.
Looking
She's
at
local.
It at Amazon.ca right now. You can pick up the Kindle edition or the paperback and have it by the weekend.